Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is KS1PPY activating the Fuck Your Amateur Radio Association Technical Services Net. This net's held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fuck Your Amateur Radio Association and uses it 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. I do not have a prepared subject for this evening, so I'm going to throw it out there and see if anybody has any burning questions or anything that they would like to discuss for a technical topic. Please call now.
KO4LUA.
KO4LUA, what do you have for a topic for us tonight?
Not really a topic, a simple question. Building a antenna tuner. Everything was going fine until I finished it and tried to come across the SWR meter, and I was getting a short across the diodes. I was wondering if anybody may have anywhere to look.
Okay, is that the extent of the question? I was just making sure you're finished. Just for general purposes, this is, although it is an informal net, it is also a direct net. So when you finished, just throw out your call sign or give a call back to net or something similar to that. KO4LUA, were you, was that all you had a question about? Just the details of building an antenna tuner and how to keep the SWR meter from shorting across the diodes, is that correct?
Yes, 10-4 K1SPY. My apologies. I was kind of just trying to go over it with my mind, and I accidentally let go of the mic. Yes, KO4LUA. That's my question. Just a test procedure to see where I may have gone wrong. KO4LUA.
Okay, I'll add that as a topic, and we'll try to narrow down your question as we go along. As far as announcements, I don't think there is an informal breakfast this weekend, primarily because I don't know that anybody wants to get out of the house Christmas morning. So I think we're gonna forego that. The next listed breakfast says it's going to be on January 29th, so towards the end of next month. The only other announcements I have are the VE testing session on December 18th. I think K4TER is heading up that one. If you have any questions, you can see the website or shoot her an email to get the details of where and when. And as far as the upcoming contests, the 10 meter ARRL contest was this weekend. I'm sure probably a lot of people are still trying to work it. I haven't heard any fantabulous contacts out of it yet, but I'm sure people will share their 10 meter contesting for this weekend. Through the week, there's a couple CWOps CWT tests going on the 15th and 16th. These are usually CW, like Morse code type contests. Good way to make contacts across that. And then this weekend we have a variety of them. Looks like the ARRL EME contest for anybody who's doing meteor scatter or moon bounce type stuff. There's the Feld Hell Sprint. The it says OKDX Rudy contest, an RAC winner contest. There's a lot of contests going on this weekend. If you go to contestcalendar.com, gentleman out there, Whiskey Alpha 7, Bravo November Mike, puts together a very nice webpage of all the upcoming contests and their rules and other such things. I think the last announcement that I have are that club dues are going to be coming soon, so don't make Kevin chase you down. Make sure you get your dues paid. I believe you can request a PayPal link through the site. But everybody make sure your dues for the year get paid so we have money to do things like the Christmas party, which was yesterday. I heard it was fantastic. I wasn't able to make it myself, which is a darn shame. Does anyone else have any other announcements? Please call now. It's KS1PPY. Okay, hearing none, let's go for a round of check-ins, and we're looking to answer anybody who has any experience with a antenna tuner. I'm guessing it's a manual one. I've only ever used automatics, but if anybody has made their own tuners, tips, tricks, and things for making sure your SWR meter shows what you want it to show. So let's go for a round of check-ins. Please give me your call sign slowly and phonetically, and call now.
This is November 1, Bravo Echo Delta Mobile.
Tax 4 KU Mobile, in and out.
WB. November 7, India.
K1HTV.
EDHQCF.
KN4 SPL.
Whiskey 4, Whiskey Mike, Delta, Felix, and Woodbridge, in and out.
Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Bravo, Whiskey Mobile.
Okay, let's hold for just a second there. I had a couple overruns, and I missed a lot of check-ins, and I apologize. I was distracted by the messing up in net logger and having one that I absolutely could not hear. So far I've got N1BED Mobile. Mark, thanks for joining us. KX4KU, Kevin, in the mobile, in and out. Thank you for stopping in. And then there was a few that kind of got rattled together, but I got WB7RAV and N7IVV. Oh, and K1HTV. Is there anybody? I know I missed a few in there. If you would, please call again.
W4WMD, Whiskey 4, Whiskey Mike. Delta, Felix, Woodbridge, in and out.
Oh, that last station, there is so much noise in there, I cannot make out a call sign. I don't know, see if you can get to a different spot or give us a little bit more power. Hold your antenna straight up and down if you're on a handy talkie. Or move to a clear location and give us one more try.
Delta 8 Quebec Charlie November.
KN4 SPL.
Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Bravo Whiskey.
Okay, we'll hold there just for a moment. I've got added to the list Whiskey 4 Whiskey Mike Delta Felix. Good to hear you. Thanks for stopping in. He's in and out. WDH GCN Steven. Thank you for joining us. KN4 SPL. Good to hear you on there, and KO4RBW. Did I miss anybody else? Please call now. Okay, not hearing anybody additional. We'll go ahead and start at the top of the list. Actually, Charlie, I'll bring you back down to the bottom so that some people have some chances to give some input. You can see if your question was answered. So I'll move you down. So we'll start off with N1BED in the mobile. Mark, good evening. Go ahead.
Yeah, copy that, Sippy. Hope you're doing as well as everyone else in the net tonight. I'm just noodling up 95 north over here trying to get home from Stafford. As far as manual tuners go, the last manual tuner I built was an old Heath kit that is literally bigger than some of my wife's suitcases. The thing was absolutely humongous. So I think depending on what kind of kit you're building or what you plan on doing and what kind of parts you're using, air gap capacitors and things along those lines, I've noticed that any fine tuning, adjusting, testing, whatever, when I was putting that kit together that long ago, all the testing needed to be done with all the lid in place and all the components where they were going to be in their final position. Because I noticed that during assembly and tuning everything up with the lid off, everything would have one set of values to it, and then when I put the lid on, it would change the characteristics of the components enough that it would actually impact the SWR. As far as modern stuff goes, I just don't have enough experience to bring anything really valuable to the table, so like I said, it just kind of depends on what you're working with. That'd be one of the few novice tips that I would add. This is N1DED, back to net control. Thanks.
Roger that. Sounds good. Yeah, technology is constantly advancing. Now these things, the tuner I got in here fits in my in my go box, and it's, you know, a couple inches, not much bigger than the radio, so understood. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Let's see, we had KX4KU, who's in and out. WB7RAV, who may have been in and out. We'll just give him a moment here. Go ahead.
WB7RAV, yeah, I was in and out, but I have no comments for the topic. Over. WB7RAV, back to net.
All right, I appreciate it. Sorry I missed out on the in and out. I was slightly distracted. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. N7IVV via Echolink. Go ahead.
KS1PPY, this is N7IVV. Good evening. I think it would be helpful if Chuck would restate his question. It sounded like he's troubleshooting. If I'm not mistaken, he's got a problem that he's trying to solve, not a general discussion. But I didn't quite pick up what that was, so it might be good to have him restate that. The only other thing I have, I guess, is kind of a follow-on the announcements. Yes, dues are due at this point. As a matter of fact, they will be overdue as of January 1st. And I don't mean to sound like a Scrooge or I don't mean to sound too blunt, but basically it doesn't matter how much money we have in the bank. Dues are always due. Dues are basically the requirement of being a member in good standing in the club. So, frankly, it doesn't matter if we're desperate to replace the repeater or if, it just doesn't matter. So we appreciate your understanding on that, and please pay your dues, pay early, pay often, so to speak. Anyway, back to you, Sippy, KS1PPY and 7IVV.
Roger that. Yep, understood. I'll make the announcement a little more a little more direct at the next time around, so definitely make sure your dues get paid. It may actually be helpful for him to restate the question. It is very specific. I didn't think it went very well for a discussion topic, unless we were going back and forth troubleshooting with him at the time. I figured if people were familiar with the tuners, they could answer his question. But let's go ahead. KO4LUA, if you wouldn't mind giving us the question again and what it is that you're looking for specifically from that topic, and we'll go from there. KO4LUA, go ahead.
Yeah, I apologize if I wasn't more specific, because it's KO4LUA. Anyways, I'm building an antenna tuner. All my inductors are good and are wrapped good, and I have everything going well, except I guess it was the capacitors, not the diodes. Capacitors, seems like I got a short across all the capacitors on my circuit board. I really don't know how to explain it better than that. It just everything seemed to be going good until I had it all complete and did a test on the system, and it seems like there's a grounding somewhere. All my soldering are good, so I'm not sure where to look. It's kind of hard to explain without anybody reviewing the schematic and doing a test on it, I guess. But I just wonder if anybody had any basic knowledge of antenna tuners. That's really all my question was. KF4LUA.
Okay, that's fair. Brad, would you like another go at it? N7IVVs, KS1PPY.
No, I don't have anything personally. I just thought Rich might have something, but yeah, that one might be better taken outside the net, because you're right, Chuck, that's going to require some troubleshooting more than what we can do here on the net, but somebody might have a quick recommendation for you to look for anyway. So thanks for clarifying that. N7IVV, back to me.
Okay, roger that. Well, we'll go with generalized, and then we can complete the net, and then do some personal help with it. But we'll go ahead and keep going down the list. K1HTV, what have you got for us this evening?
Good evening, Chippy in the net. This is K1HTV. Hello, with everybody from Amosville. Had a great time at the Christmas party yesterday. Really enjoyed it. All the members there, all the great food, and had a really good time. And the radio bingo was lots of fun. And if you weren't there, you missed a good time. Been chasing DX on 40 mostly. Made one contact in the 10-meter contest this afternoon. Just got on, worked one Brazilian station. But there weren't very many signals on the air. Just I understand from the PBRC guys looking at their reflector, there was a brief opening to Europe on 10. But overall, the solar flux is pretty low in the 70s. And not very good for a 10-meter contest like it was last year. Well, last year we had a solar flux near 100, and conditions were great on 10. Made for a fun 10-meter contest. Not so much fun this year. But as I say, I've been chasing DX on 40, mostly Asia on 40, trying to work some JAs. Worked two Chinese stations this evening, Long Path, so and a whole bunch of JAs. I was calling CQ, and he came back, so... that was my DX. As far as the ATU, the antenna tuner, is it a couple questions? Is it from a is it a kit that you bought? Is it made with fixed inductors? I mean, fixed capacitors? Is there a variable capacitor? I'm not quite sure what components you're doing. Are you measuring the capacitors in the circuit? If you are, you probably get a the inductor may, the way it's wired, depending on how it's wired, may be across the capacitor, and it will look like a short, but then you mentioned diodes, and I'm not sure what's that, so maybe after the net, I could ask a few more questions and sort of home in on exactly what the problem might be, so with you over the radio, so that's what I need to know. No, okay, that's about it from here. Back to net control. This is K1HTV.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate it, Rich. You've got some kind of a buzz and a cutout on your audio from time to time. I'm not sure what it is, but you'd be talking, and then there'd be a buzz and a click. You'd go silent for a little bit. I don't think the carrier drops, but then it would take a second or two, and then your voice would come back. I don't know if you're doing some other transmitting in there while you're at it, but if we come back around for a recheck, we'll have to troubleshoot your audio while you're at it. But move on down the list. W4WMD was in and out. Felix, thank you again for joining us. WD8QCN, Stephen, go ahead.
S1PPY in the net, WD8QCN, good evening all. Real sorry I had to miss the Christmas party last night. Was really looking forward to getting down there and seeing everyone, but just getting over a case of the flu I picked up midweek here. No fun. And managed to work Western Sahara today on 17 meters. That was a new one, and not too much else happening. As far as the tuner goes, wonder how he's meter, if he's seeing an infinite SWR when he tries to transmit. I would, make sure there's not a capacitor or an inductor swap somewhere. Double check your schematic and, look for solder bridges and stuff like that. When you're talking RF, inductors are a higher impedance, and a capacitor tends to be a lower impedance or a short at RF, depending on the value. If you're looking at it with DC, then that inductor is going to be a short, and the capacitor is going to look like an open. So It all depends on how you're measuring that, I guess. So we need to take that offline, I guess, and dig into that a bit more. That's all I've got this evening, Sippy. Back to you. KS1PPY, WD8QCN.
Roger that. Sounds good. Okay, so maybe there might be something on my receive side, because I heard the same thing out of your transmissions as I did out of Rich's, although not quite as frequent. So maybe there's something wrong on my end. If anybody else is hearing that, maybe we'll troubleshoot into that while after the net. Let's go ahead and move on. KM4SPL, go ahead.
KS1PPY from KN4SPL in the net. Good evening, Zippy. Thanks for running the net. Quick thing, yeah, I heard the dropouts on both Steve's and Rich's transmission, so maybe it's a repeater thing. Quick thing about the tuner issue, but I did get a kit last year, MFJ Versa Tuner 2, and it took me very long to put the thing together because many solder bridges, and I'd miss a solder joint somewhere, but I had also an issue with the SWR meter, and I had reverse polarity on, I think it was the reflective side of the meter, so I was having issues, and it turned out it was just reverse polarity, so that could possibly be an issue. Besides that, was at the Christmas party, had a really good time, good to see everybody. The food was excellent, and yeah, it was a good time. And I just did want to bring up one quick thing from the Heritage Hunt Hams. One of them brought up I think it was Tim, the net control quick break. He brought up some CW decoder, and it's actually from the website is hotamateurprograms.com, and once you get on that website, there's a different software you can download, and the CW decoder is a CWTY decoder, and actually it's the best decoder I've seen thus far, even the one in my rig, my FT-DX3000. This decoder actually, it learns as time goes on, and it starts to decode better, so I was pretty happy to actually get that software up and running and actually decoding some CW, so I was having fun with that also this weekend. So just wanted to throw that out there. So this is KN4SPL, back to net.
C9TDX.
Okay, I had confirmation in there. Someone let me know that they've been hearing it on the repeater for something else. So maybe there's a repeater issue going on. It's good to know. There was another station checking in. Stand by real quick. We're almost at the end of the round, and then I'll take check-ins and rechecks. KO4RBW. David, go ahead.
Hey, good evening. This is KO4RBW. I should have called in and out, but just appreciating the check-in and the conversation. KO4RBW out.
No worries. I've been half distracted with everything going on, so you may have given an in and out and I didn't catch it. I apologize for that, but that's all good. Okay, let's go with anybody else want to join us? Another round of check-ins or rechecks, please call now.
KC9TDX in Haymarket. Here is Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel, Mobile.
K1HTV, recheck.
Kilo Delta 4, Romeo Echo Echo.
W8BT. KC9TDX, Haymarket.
Okay, real quick, we added KC9TDX. Steve, Robert, thanks for joining us. KM4OZH in the Mobile. KD4REE. And W8BT, and we had K1HTV on a recheck. So go ahead, KC9TDX, give us your comment.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, we just moved into the area not that long ago, and so I dusted off the radios, and I'm talking a little HT here with a Yagi antenna, which is a three-element from Haymarket, pointed out towards Warrenton, so hopefully I'm fully quieting the repeater, I'm not sure, but haven't really connected up my HF radio yet, and we moved here, you know, from Illinois a little while ago, so I had, in Illinois, I had some Home Depot wire strung up with a tuner and some 15-meter dipole, which worked pretty well for talking all over the place, so I hope they have that up soon, but right now I just have the HT and the Yagi, so back to you.
KC3VO.
All right, well, KC9TDX, KS1PPY, net control for the Sunday night Farah Technical Services. We do this on Sunday nights and Wednesday nights at 8 p.m., so you're sounding real good for an antenna with a Yagi, and we look forward to hearing from you some other times. Let's move down KM4OZH. Gil, go ahead.
KS1PPY, KM4OZH into mobile. We're coming back. This is ham radio Christmas party weekend for me. Just coming back from the Old Virginia Hams Christmas party, and I had a great time last night at the Farah Club party, and it's great to see everybody, and then good food. So anybody that didn't show missed something. So that's all I got to say this evening. So KM4, OZH Mobile, and I'm clear.
KC3VO.
All right. KC3VO, I got you added to the list. We'll come around to you here shortly. Right now we'll go for KD4REE. Sam, how you doing?
This is KD4REE in Springfield. Yeah, I'm doing fine. I'm surprised you remember my name. I just discovered that there's a bus running between Washington, D.C. and Warrenton, so maybe one of these days I can join a club meeting in person, especially after the COVID winds down, and the trip takes 2 hours only because it starts at Dulles Airport. So I guess if that goes down Route 28 down to 66 or something. Anyways, other than that, just looking at some solar panels, see if I can run a small radio off of it or in the battery. And I guess I need a 12-volt battery of some sort and then a proper adapter if I need using an HT. That's all I have for what project I'm thinking of working on. And that's all I have for the net. Back to you, Sibby, from KD4RVE.
Well, sounds good. We'd love to have you come out for the club picnics and club meetings. You can also join us through WebEx. I don't know if you've had a chance to do that. And, if you come out to our field day, we had a couple examples of some solar panels and battery systems. I brought one of my solar generators, and we had an actual full-on solar setup. I'm trying to remember the gentleman's call sign who had a full battery and solar panel. He ran completely off of that down there. It was very interesting to see his project put together and how it all worked. I'm sure he would have loved to do it. W8BT, go ahead. KS1BBY.
Good evening. Hang on. Good evening, all of that. Sippy and everyone else. This is W8BT. I had my scanner volume up still a little bit, but and I'm trying to think. It's on the tip of my tongue. His name is Steve. He's down in like Dale City area, I think, who had the solar set up at field day. I think he has a 7 call, maybe. But anyway, as far as, I'm sorry I missed the Christmas party last night. I worked all day. I got home at 5 o'clock, and my head hit the pillow. So sorry I missed out on all the great food and camaraderie at the Christmas party. But anyway, I got up on the roof today. I had to do an adjustment on my TV antenna. The high winds we've had over the last couple weeks have tweaked my antenna. It was facing southeast instead of east. So, anyway, that's about all I've got for the net. I didn't quite catch the beginning, but I think it was something about a tuner. But anyway, that's all I've got. KS1PPY W8BT.
Oh, sounds good. Yeah, I had a similar problem with botched intended plans to go to West Virginia and then being called into work. I missed out on both the Christmas party and being able to go out and see stuff. So I hope next year I can actually take some time and get to the Christmas party. Sounds like it was really delicious and a lot of missed out opportunity to see people. Let's see. So I had KC3VO, I believe is what it was. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is KC3VO Bob over here in Oxon Hill National Harbor area of Maryland, just across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Running portable 3 and solar power. You say solar power, the sun's not shining. True, but during the daytime when the sun was shining, that's when I charged the battery that's running the radio. The radio is 100 watt, Yaesu FT991. I'm at my brother's house. And I'm also, in effect, cooking dinner by solar power. We have a 12.1 kilowatt array on the roof, and during the day it makes way more power than we use, so any surplus is used directly and fed to the grid also. And it's running the oven now off of the electricity that we had today. It's been up there for over 2 years, and the highest electric bill with the air conditioner, the oven, all that stuff going has been $8.50, so not bad. Can I make it?
KC3VO, sounds good. Yeah, it's a lot of solar setups are saving people a lot of money and doing a lot of good purposes. I've not heard of your setup specifically, but that sounds like something I need to start getting into for sure. K1HTV, go ahead with your recheck.
This is K1HTV. One of the stations I tried to check in earlier, tried a couple times. It's a Kilo Oscar 4 Quebec something. A very noisy station. KO4 Quebec is what I pulled out of the noise. As far as the interference or noise, it could have been the mic connector on my end, although if it was the same thing that I heard on the other station that was on, it almost sounded like somebody may have, close to the repeater, may have keyed up a carrier, which was very strong and just overrode us, but it could be a local thing. It could be a repeater issue, so we'll have to keep an ear out for break up like that where the signal completely disappears, although the carrier stays on. So the station that had the solar panel at the field day was Steve NL7 Victor X-Ray, NL7VX. So I believe he's a member of the club as well, and he lives down in the Woodbridge area. That's it. Back to net control, and I'll be on after the net for any questions regarding the tuner if Chuck wants to stick around. KS1PPY in the Farinet from K1HTV.
Oh, fantabulous. Yeah, I'd almost forgotten. That probably, now that you mention it, it's probably KO4TVB Lewis down there. I'll go ahead and log him as a check-in. I couldn't make anything out of what he was saying. So, and we'll definitely keep an ear out for the repeater. So one last call for check-ins or rechecks, and then we'll call it a night. Please call KS1BPY.
W4WMD.
Check KC3VO.
All right, W4WMD recheck. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. I was also trying to make a point about this guy. He called me from the Woodbridge repeater, so I don't know. I think he might be having some issue with his radio. But I was able to copy him on the Woodbridge repeater. He was trying to talk to me here. So I told him, yeah, that the net is still going on. So I don't know. Something is wrong with his radio, I believe. This is W4WMD. Back to you.
Okay. Yeah, that would make sense because KO4QVB is down in the Woodbridge area. So that's probably him trying to get into Warrenton and not quite making it this time around. That's fair enough. KC3VO, recheck, KS1PPY.
This is Bob, KC3VO. I just want to pass along a little personal experience with solar panels and radios. Been playing around with QRP and QRO. Generally, a rule of thumb in this area, if you are planning to operate year-round and not always start out with a battery that's already charged before you try, and you want to operate on day, whether it's bright, sunny, and clear all day, or partly cloudy. Rule of thumb is a 30-watt panel or more for anything under 10 watts. That gives you power to run the receiver and the peaks on the transmitter and put it across the battery. A lithium iron phosphate battery is a very good choice. because they operate at a higher operating voltage than a lead-acid battery for a much longer time, and you can charge them much faster, and they don't die after being charged and discharged 100 times. If you're running a higher power radio, rule of thumb is take the 30 watt as the minimum panel, and then multiply that times the output power of the radio. In other words, you're going to run a 100 watt radio, get a 300 watt panel or bigger, and then you can go out here on an average day, set up your panel with a battery that's discharged, and be on the air in an hour. Other than that, it's no good for emergencies. KC3VL. Also, let me let this thing reset. Another thing you got to watch is here at the house, we had an event in September. Severe lightning storm hit the electric lines on the grid side about a half mile from here and took out about half of our 39 inverters. So the power production was down. The solar company neglected to install a surge suppressor after the fuse disconnected before the output from the array. That has been corrected, and the homeowner's insurance took care of the replacement inverter. So now, if the same thing were to happen, it would come down, the surge suppressor, which is a giant MOV type, would conduct, and the 50-amp fuses off of the grid would blow and disconnect the system. At least that's what we hope. KC3 deal.
Well, fine business. That is fascinating stuff. There's so much I still need to learn, and at least now I have notes for what to watch for when I do actually get this up and going. Well, this has been KS1PPY for the Farinet. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. If you would like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website at w4va.org or send an email to farinet@w4va.org. Everybody is more than welcome to stick around on the repeater after that, but I will go ahead and close the formal portion of our net tonight and let everybody get back to business as usual. Please stand by for tones.
My auto call.
This has been KS1PPY, closing the Farinet and returning the repeater to normal use. Thank you, good evening, and Merry Christmas all. 7-3.
KS1PPY, KC3VO.
KC3VO. Hey, how are we doing? I'm loving the input on the solar panel stuff. We may just want to make some space for KO4LUA and K1HTV to troubleshoot his things, but we can pop on to that subject here in a little while. KC3VO, KS1PPY.
Yeah, I can probably help him out with it, because it's important to realize what it takes to charge very different chemistry batteries and or run a radio safely. There are ways you can do it directly, but I don't recommend that. But I said, where is my auto call? Do you know what auto call is?
Negative. I was just looking up, trying to figure out what you meant by auto call, but I don't know. I'm not quite sure what's up with that thing. I'm going to throw it over to KO4LUA if he's still here while he checks in with K1HTV. We'll round robin it from there. So we'll go KO4LUA, K1HTV, and then we'll come back KC3VO.
I'm anxious to find autocall.
Okay. Yeah, autocall used to be the monthly newsletter of the Foundation for Amateur Radio.
And the Foundation for Amateur Radio is not the same affair as the Fuck Your Amateur Radio Association, Bob.
Oh, okay. But anyhow, that's what it was, but I'm sure that almost anybody in the era knew about it.
They had a great club. They still aren't they still in existence as a great technical club?
No, of course, I know they're still in existence, but, you know, back in the 70s and 60s and in the early 80s, most hams around here either got or borrowed a copy of Auto Call every month.
Remember that. Very good. Let's see if Chuck is still around. KO4LUA down in Locust Grove, K1HTV in Amosville. You there, Chuck?
Yeah, Roger. K1HTV, KO4LUA. I'm still hanging on.
A couple questions. Is the antenna tuner that you're building or have built something you built from scratch, or is it a kit? Or just define what it is. If it has a number, let me know what it is.
Yeah, Roger. It's a kit. It's an ATU-100. 100-watt kit, and everything was going good, and I was reading all things on the LEDs, until trying to finalize it, and all of a sudden the voltage started going all haywire, and I got some short in the system. So I checked on the capacitors, and there's some, all the capacitors seemed grounded. Not sure what happened.
Okay, you say it's an ATU-100 or an ATU-101, what's the brand?
Yeah, it's a, let me try to see if I remember, it's a, ATU-100 is the model number, it's a MALA, INT or something, ATU-100.
I've not heard of that brand, I could probably look it up. Now, is this something that is powered, so if you plug it in, it has a DC supply, and it provides voltage to the electronics? Is that what you have?
Yeah, Roger, I have an independent DC supply that goes to it. I put on 12 volts on it, and it was working good, but then at 12 volts, the meter started fluctuating real bad, like going up and down. So I thought there was some short in it. I checked all my soldering connections, and everything's clean on that end, so I'm not sure what happened on it. My question, basically, if the capacitors could have gone out or something, there's some reason I was getting it grounded on everything, all of a sudden all the capacitors.
KC3VO.
KC8QCN.
Got a couple of other helpers, they doing WAD8QCN and Bob KC3VO. Okay, yeah, first of all, I would unplug the power supply, make sure that the voltage on the power supply is good, look for bad solder connections, measure the voltage where it comes in when it's connected, and is it fluctuating then? Does it only fluctuate when you push some buttons to make it work if it's an auto tuner? And again, you can take the power supply off of it, just measure the voltage with an ohmmeter and a low resistance scale. With a high resistance scale, if it's a large capacitor, like a couple hundred microfarads, it'll probably look like a short, then gradually go up. But you might want to tell me if the problem is in the DC part of the circuit. I guess as you're measuring the voltage going right into the circuit, right as it comes out of the power supply, is that where it's not measuring constant voltage? Is it just jumping around? Let's see what Bob has, and then over to QCN. KC3VO, K1HTV.
KC3VO, yeah. I don't know how many kits you may have built, but...
November 7, India. Victor, disconnected.
K9TDS.
Check, it's K1HTV. WDAQCN has been over to 9TDX. QCN, go ahead.
Chuck, Rich, WDAQCN. I was just looking at this unit on the web here. And it looks like it's got a board that slides into the case. I was wondering if maybe you did your early testing with the board out, and then it started acting funny when you slid it in. If so, you might check to see if any of the leads are bent over and making intermittent contact, maybe shorting to the case or something like that also, or if there, a trace is too close to the edge of the circuit board, if it was cut wrong. Anything like that could be causing you little, arcing issues too. But the reverse cap is a good suggestion as well. Back to you.
KO4LUA. No, I was testing with it out of the case before I slid it in. So there was no short and across on that end. As far as I have checked, nothing seems to be in backwards, but I'll double-check that. KO4LUA.
TDX?
Yes, KC9TDX. I was just looking at this on I saw something on Amazon here. It looks like for power, it looks like there's a mini or micro USB input. Is that where, is that the same one? Because I found an ATU-100 here that's a tuner from 1.8 to 55 megahertz, and it looks like there's a micro USB input for the input. So I don't know if you tried also maybe just having a power supply that's on the inside of the chassis directly applied instead of using that micro USB input.
KO4LUA, I was using an independent power supply to set at 12.0.
DC volt. This one does not have USB, micro USB input. I saw what you were talking about, but it did not have the USB power supply. It just has the independent DC power supply. KF4LUA, 63VO. Yeah, there's a big difference between USB and 12 volts. USB is a 5 volt. I don't know whether that has an onboard regulator on it or not. But if you put 12 volts to something that's designed to be powered off of a USB, you've got more than double the voltage on it. USB input should never exceed about 5 1/4, 5 1/2 max. So I don't know. That needs to be determined positively before it proceeds too far. One way to find out, of course, is look at the voltages on those electrolytic capacitors as a clue.
Chuck, you may take a look at the component values. Are the components defined in the parts list?
Roger that. The capacitor, 47 microfarad. They're all the same. There's like 6 of them. Negative on USB power supply. There's no USB connection.
15 volt capacitor, is this?
Voltage of the caps.
KF4LUA, it all said 12 to 15 volt power supply. KF4LUA.
Okay, so you don't want to tell us what the capacitors are. Okay.
You got the value of the capacitance. Is there a voltage value on the schematic around the list? It says 47 volts at 47 microfarads at 16 volts, or is it even defined what the voltage rating on the caps are?
KF4LUA, I do not see anything. It describes anything on that. I'm looking at the schematic right now. I do not see anything. On the instruction, it says here 12 to 15 volt input.
It's K1HTV. Well, they're nominally probably 16 volts. You can take a look at them with your eyeballs or maybe a microscope, not a microscope, a magnifying glass in the circuit so you can see what the voltage rating is. Make sure that it's at least 16 volts, somewhere in the 16 to 25 volt range, preferably closer to 16. And again, make the measurement at the input to the where the 12 volts, the nominal 12 volts goes in, and measure what that voltage is. Is it stable at that point? Does it stay stable, or is it jumping around without you doing anything? Or does it jump around when you push a button like an ATU button? I assume it has some sort of an automatic antenna tuner. Does it have an automatic? Does it have a button for it to search for? A value, or just what kind of controls you have on it, over.
Yeah, Roger. It does have an automatic setting and a bypass setting, and it seemed like it was working good, so I tried to hook up the auto-tune and the bypass switches, then it started messing up, so I disconnected them, and it still acted rather erratic after that.
Whiskey 4, Whiskey Mike Delta.
Red Felix.
Yeah, because I think you might be putting too much power into that equipment, because some of those require power from the radio itself. So maybe you are connected to the radio, and then the power was too much, so it blows the whole thing up. So that might be the issue, because some of those. Equipment, they supply power from the radio itself and not direct from the power supply. This is W4WMD.
Is the power supply definitely, have you measured the voltage on the power supply at nominal 12 volts? What does it actually read when it's not connected to the radio, the ATU?
Yeah, Roger. I checked the output. It said 12.0 on the power supply. I was getting 12.2 on the meter. KO4LUA.
Okay, well, so yeah, you're starting that way. Now, when you plug it in to the ATU, you connect it to the ATU, does it stay 12 volts at that point? And also, is the transformer that you or the power supply you're using one that came with the unit, or is it like a wall wart that you're using that may not supply enough current? I mean, is it something that came with the ATU, or is that your own power supply?
KF4LUA, yes, it's my own power supply. I'm not sure of the amperage output, but it should be adequate, I would suspect. I'm not sure. I have to double check that. KF4LUA.
You set the current limit on the supply yourself, or is it not settable, KC92X?
In addition to setting the current, is it a supply that is a wall-wart supply, or is it a supply with a meter on it and it's capable of many amps over time?
It is a power supply that I had also constructed. It is a variable voltage power supply. I'm not sure of the, like I said, of the amperage output. It may be too low. I'm not sure. Like I said, I'm not sure of the amperage output.
I suspect that something capable of 2 amps would be adequate, if it is, but I didn't want to make sure it's DC. Some Walmarts put out AC, and that would really screw you up.
This is W4VA repeater, PL 167.9 hertz.